you jump around a lot, or do you pretty well stay with one university after you get started, or?
Mostly you stay with one university. Unless something happens, or unless you want to specialize in something that's not there. It may be that you'll develop a particular interest, or it may be that you'll be particularly qualified for a job that somebody needs to have filled. They'll say, come with us, we'll promote you, give you more money. And at our university, we'll let you teach 3 hours a week less. And in that 3 hours a week, of course, what they don't say is that you'll work anyway, but you'll be expected to do research on your own. And they might say, here, you teach only graduate courses. Well, this, of course, is, some people like it, some people don't, because you have to be on your toes all the time. And you have to keep constantly delving deeper into your subject and seeing if you can bring peripheral things to bear and supervising dissertations and theses and things like that. So it's just hard to tell why people leave. And some people get disgusted. Some people get disgusted with the university. Some people might get disgusted with the town.
Well, don't, the wage scale is higher in Wisconsin than it is here, isn't it?
Yes.
I know a man at Hennessy, he has a son who is a music teacher. I don't know what type of music, but that was his major, and he has something to do with music. And I don't know whether it's University of Wisconsin, but it's in Wisconsin. And he said that the wage was much better up there. It's the reason he was there. It wasn't because he didn't like Oklahoma or anything like that, but money's the thing that took him there.
Yeah. You need more money up there, though, because it's abysmally cold, and you have to have heavy clothes, and if you have children, that's extra expense for them. And you've got extra heating expenses. You build your house with more insulation, and they put salt on the roads. Your car goes to pieces. These things you don't realize at the time. But when you get up there in a while, it becomes apparent. But the thing that chased us out was the cold. That's not for me. I got shot, and when I get cold, my arm just freezes up and doesn't work. And my stomach gets upset, and I'm just an old bear. Rather than have somebody shoot me, I'd better leave. So, I've been in touch with the university here, so I renewed it again. Then, of course, I had this project in mind, too. So, this and the courses.
Well, on your research like this, will you get all through? You write some type of book on that?
Actually, it won't be a book. It'll just be the various responses for these things. It'll just be put in columns.
It will be used then in some type of teaching, or is it just a reference work?
Just a reference work. But I said they'd be put in columns. Actually, they'll be written down in a phonetic shorthand, so we can tell where people say cow, or they say cow, or they say cow, things like this. And then if it's light bread or homemade bread, and if it's boughten bread or baker's bread or bakery bread. Oh, I talked to a man in Guthrie. We got to this one about bread. It didn't work. His dad was a baker. They always had bakery bread.
That's, I don't know if you ever watched this candid camera, this Arthur Godfrey.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime during the winter, he was down in the south, and they wanted a quart of oil. It was all.
You find that in western Oklahoma.
Is that right?
Down in the southwest, all. My father-in-law says that, all. He's moved to Dallas now, and I think it's changed a little bit. But when I first met him, it was all. The people down there had all wells.
This summer, my wife's niece was here from St. Louis.